Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt es Schwiees, Perik Gimel Mishnah Ches. There were like little valleys where the water would pour down over there, and then people would go down, draw the water, and use it to water the field. It was also very slippery, so they would build like little steps. Sagt the Mishnah, Ein Boinu Madregas. During the 6 year, after the rain season, don't build these steps. Ein Boinu Madregas, don't build these steps, Al Pi HaGeyoyos, over these valleys, Erev Shvius, even during the 6 year, the year before Shemitah. Mishnah Pasku Akshamim, once the rain stops. Why not? Because no one goes to draw water once the rainy season is over. So why are you doing it? Why are you building the steps? Neshu Misakanan, he's preparing it, L'Shvius, for the Shemitah year. Steps after it finishes raining on the 6th year means you're preparing this for the 7th year so they can go down and draw the water. And people are going to say, he plans on watering his field on Shemitah. Even if he doesn't, he still wants to get the steps built, but it definitely looks that way. Aval ba, this chumra is also a kula. In what way? Because the din is bainu, he can build these steps, bashvius, even during the Shemitah year, mishapasku aksham, once the rain stops. Because everyone knows he's not doing it for that year. Neshu mesakna, now he's fixing these steps, or fixing the descent, so people shouldn't slip. For when? Lemetzai shvius. He has no toyalis over here, on shvius itself. Finished raining already. Mefarshim explained over here, the Mishnah is talking about a grain field. Steyilna would be different, because that you're actually allowed to water on Shemitah, so it shouldn't get destroyed, or the amount, that just to save the trees from not being destroyed. Vayter zak the Mishnah. Okay, so it's on Shemitah. And it's after the rainy season on Shemitah. And I want to build some kind of an apparatus to keep the water here from overflowing, keep it in one place, for whatever reason. You can't build it mamish waterproof 100%. And that would be with offer and tit, says the Bat Tanura. With earth or mortar, what will let you do is, you can make a barrier of stones without earth, just the way that the stones one on top of the other. It won't be perfect, but this we could let you do. Let's see the mission inside. V'lo yismich ba'afar. If you want to build some kind of a dam, something to hold back the water, you can't between the rock, can't support the rocks on top of each other, one next to the other, with offer and tit, with like cement. You can make like a chayetz m'loshon of chatzitza. You can stop the water somewhat. You can build like a gate of stone, with one stone leaning on top of the other, with no cement between the stones. Vayter zok mishnah. Kol Evan Shu Yachal Livshoit Asiyade Velitla. As he's building over here, whether it's the steps, whether it's a gate. If this is your field, so if you're standing in one place and you can reach for the stone and pick it up, that's okay. Because people see you're building. You're not doing it to prepare planting area on the field. So again, Kol Evan Shu Yachal Livshoit Asiyade Velitla. If you can extend your hand and pick it up and raise it to another, that can be taken. But if you have to walk away from your place to take it, that you can't do. Because now people may not make the connection between the stone you're picking up and the project you're building, and they'll think that you're doing it to improve your field. So, chazing over our Mishnah Ches, in the year before Shemitah, after the rainy season is over, no steps. Can't build steps over there. Because if you're building steps after the rainy season, even though now's the 6th year, usually it's to irrigate the fields on Shemitah. Maybe he's going down to get the water for this year. Usually there's not enough water just by walking all the way down into the valley and scooping up the water. While it's rainy, you get a little bit more. But once the rainy season is over, it's not the derech to do it for that year. So if you are doing it, you're collecting the rainwater for next year. And next year is Shemitah. That's why we don't want you to build these steps Erev Shvius, after the rain stops. But during Shemitah, In other words, during the seventh year itself, after the rainy season is over, green light. Because now it's clear that he's preparing them for watering his fields the year after Shemitah. So let's say you want to build up a system to block some of the water. You don't want the water to flow out. No problem. But you can't do it with cement, with earth and mortar. That was the cement they used to use. Offer and tits, says the Bat Tanura, because people will think, you're trying to direct the water. You want the water to stop, so it stays over there. What you could do is, you can make like a row of stones, one on top of the other. Just the weight of the stones keeps it in place. But that's not so perfect to keep the water out. That you could do. Then the Mishnah told us like this. When you're building either the steps or this fence of stones. So if you don't use cement, you're allowed to. But if you're building next to your field on Shemitah, you can take stones from your field if just you have to extend your hand without leaving your position. But if you have to move away, then you can't because we're not sure people are going to chop. You're taking the stones to build. They may think you're removing the stones to prepare your field for planting.